Hey you, it's been a while. I hope you're doing well. I wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance. Whoa, it's been a long time, I know. I'm actually glad to start creating again. So you are welcome to the Chats Lounge podcast and I am your host, Demi Gold. I hope you're doing well. In today's episode, I want to talk about a topic that many of us can relate to, and that is the pressure that comes with New Year resolution. And that also leads to the question, why does the festive season comes with that pressure? You know, as you're celebrating, you are also thinking of what you need to achieve the following year. I remember then growing up as a child, you will always be told you have to set a goal for the year. You have friends that you have these conversations with. You have an older person asking you, what is your New Year resolution? And all those things and whatnot. You have to always have New Year resolutions. And if you don't have it, you sound like a crazy person. Like, you sound like someone that is not serious with his or her life. So people want to always have New Year resolution, you know, just to show they have control over their lives, just to show that they are serious with their lives. It's always easy to pick a pen, pick your journal, and start thinking of things you want to achieve and be like, this new year, I want to achieve this for my fitness goal. This is my body goal for this new year. This is the amount of money I want to make for this new year. These are the ways I want to level up my career. This is the way, these are the things I want to do for my glow up. These are the things I want to do for my relationships, my family, my friends, my significant other. You know, it's always easy, but it is when you have to put in that work and you realize it's always easy for those thoughts to come, but it's not easy for it to start, for you to birth those ideas, those thoughts. It's not easy. It has never been easy. So the New Year resolution now comes with pressure. You know, for the first time in my life, in my 20-something years on this earth, I have never for once felt anxious towards the New Year. But this year, I did. Last week, I woke up with this anxiety. I was like, what is happening? Why am I feeling this way? So I did my morning devotion. I prayed it away. I felt good. But then I started feeling that again towards the end of the day and the following day again. And I was like, I think I really need to address this. Like, why am I feeling this? I'm not saying it's bad to pray about your feelings and all that. I never said that. You can't conquer what you don't confront. It is when I know what the problem is, then that is when I can pray about it, right? Perhaps it was the prayer that worked for me that could make me actually decide to confront it. So I have come to terms that know your resolution, just go at your own pace, do it just how you deem fit, yeah, how you want it. It's your call. You are the boss. You decide to do whatever you want. Like, whatever goal you want to set is just for the first quarter of the year. You can decide to just set your goals for this first 6 months of the year. And you can decide to set everything. You can decide to set for the whole year. You can decide to set your New Year resolutions in December, January, February. Just do it your way. If you are yet to achieve a goal in this year, you can add it to your New Year resolution to achieve next year. It's your life, it's your call, just do it how you want it. As a matter of fact, so hell with whatever anybody thinks when it comes to your New Year resolution. To hell with whatever anybody thinks. So I actually get it. I understand that people set goals, people set New Year resolutions just to know what they want. So maybe it works for them different ways. So just reevaluate your relationship with New Year resolution. You have to revisit it. You have to have a conversation with yourself and know how it works for you. That does not mean you should run away from setting New Year resolutions. Just know how it works for you. I would love to know what you think about New Year resolutions. You can send a voice message, you can hit me up on any of my social media platform at I am Tammy Gold. And also, you can also leave a comment on my YouTube channel. I want to express my sincere gratitude for your support. It's going like I've been studying the analytics. So in this new year, my rebranding is definitely coming through. It's likely I going to video podcast. I'm still contemplating. I don't know if I want my face out there yet or not, but it's likely I go into video podcast. So that's just the plans for the podcast. And yeah, based on the Spotify rap, it actually says that you guys were really feeling my last episode, and I'm glad that you're feeling it. I've had a lot of positive comments on the last episode, and I'm here to serve you more, and I look forward to creating more content like that. So thank you so much for the support so far, and don't forget to subscribe, listen, share, and comment. Please comment on the YouTube channel, subscribe on the YouTube channel. Even though I'm still putting out audiograms there, I just want to know what you think about the episode. I just want to know if it resonates with you or not. Like, I want to hear from you, okay? I want to hear from you. Thank you so much for always listening. It's my inconsistency, but I'm coming in hard. I'm not going to play. This analysis is actually giving me more reasons why I need to keep creating, and I'm not playing. Oh, I have this song for the new year. I just came across that song, I think, last week. She Don't Play by DDG, and that song seems to be my energy for the new year. She Don't Play. I wish you a joyful holiday season and a fantastic new year.